This is for the G's and this is for the hustler. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. Freeze. At ease.
Now let me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the speaking treatment. My name is Justin Grant. I am your host. And my beautiful wife, who is sitting right beside me, is my co-host,
Alexandra Grant.
So tonight is the second of the two-part series to what is it that, well, the first episode was, what is it that a woman looks for in a man? And this is the second part, which is, what is it that a man looks for in a woman?
My turn.
And I am in the hot seat.
Yay.
So I will go ahead and let her get it started.
Okay, well, first off, I want to preface it by saying, we know what men who don't want a relationship want from a woman and in a woman. They want themselves in a woman. Okay, but
I don't think this only applies
to men that actually want a relationship.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to kind of go with the flow on the way that you started yours, and then I veer off into my own well thought out, deep philosophical questions for you. Okay.
Okay. Real quick, men, I have been sworn to an oath. I have to be honest. I want to go ahead and apologize ahead of time.
Okay.
All right.
Is that all you have to say?
I'm going to be apologizing enough later. So let's go ahead and get it started.
Okay. All right. So what goes through a man's mind at the beginning, middle, and end of a date? Just kick it off.
So the very beginning of a date?
Mm-hmm. Or even like before the date even starts. Like, what are y'all thinking? And how much pressure is it for a man to have to plan it? Like, is that hard for you? Do you get nervous and be like, is this good enough?
Well, it depends on where your mind is at.
Okay.
So in any other typical date, yeah, his mind is, I hope I get laid.
I said relationship.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Now with you, oh my God, that was the shortest and longest drive of my life to go and pick you up.
Yeah.
I was the most nervous I've ever been in my entire life. Everything had to be perfect, and none of it was.
Yeah.
Leading up to it, you're thinking, in a typical date, you're thinking, I hope that her, kind of like you said in the last one, you know, women don't catfish the way that men do.
Yeah.
Women, they do it in a different way. They do it in a way of, this is my filtered with an app that had a lot of makeup profile picture.
Right.
And it's only from my neck up.
Mm-hmm.
From the neck up, I look like, I look like a supermodel.
Right.
But if you were to zoom out a little bit, I'm a supersize model.
Yeah, that's why it's always good to go to the tagged pictures of people and see what they
actually look
like.
I never thought about that.
That's
actually a good idea.
You're welcome for that little tidbit right there.
Why would I need that now?
You're welcome, other men, for that little tidbit right there. You're right, honey. You don't need that.
So, that is that's what men are thinking a little bit. Also, again, like I said. And then, you know, it's kind of the same thing that women are thinking. It's, I hope that it's not boring.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that she doesn't expect too much out of me.
Oh, God.
But, I guess in all honesty, it's, I hope that she doesn't have expectations that are way too high. Like, for a first date, way too high.
Okay. All right. And middle of a date.
Middle of a date, it really depends on how it's going. Give me a scenario.
I don't know. Just a bad date versus a good date.
Oh, a bad date?
Yeah, like what are you thinking if you're having a bad date in the middle of it? What are you thinking if you're having a good date?
If you're having a bad date and it's like this could never go anywhere.
How do you know that?
She acts like that woman from the that new movie with, who is it, David Spade?
Yeah.
The new Missy or the wrong Missy.
The wrong Missy, yeah.
The wrong Missy.
That's the second time we've mentioned that movie. Like, we really should talk to them.
It's a funny movie. It's actually a really funny movie.
It's hilarious.
But, yeah. That is like, I'm crawling out of the bathroom window. I'm trying to get away from you. I do not want to be in your presence.
Yeah.
Or
the Wedding Crashers, like we've got a stage five clinger.
Exactly.
Like that.
Or you bring up your ex.
Oh, yeah. That's a red flag.
If you get compared to the ex, if the ex gets brought up, if it's anything like, oh, yeah, on my last date, the guy did this, we can kind of get past that. We can kind of be like, oh, okay, slip up, not a big deal. But then on my date before that, it's like,
yeah.
Whoa, okay.
Are you going to spend your whole night discussing this? Or are we going to get to know each other?
I'm about to be a story.
Who does that?
Women.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, women, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's bad. That lets you know it's not going in the right direction.
Okay, so middle of a good date.
Middle of a good date, again, it really depends. If it's more of an intellectual conversation, you just want to keep it going. And you find yourself kind of lost in it.
Okay, but is that like a turn on too?
Oh, for me, yes.
Okay.
I love it. I love to be able to carry on an intellectual conversation.
Okay. Just checking. All right. And then what about the end of the date? If it was a good date.
If it was a good date?
Yeah, because I already know that you want to escape middle of the date if it was a bad date. So end date, good date.
Am I staying at your house or are you staying at mine? I'm being honest.
Dirty? No. I am a lady, sir.
I think we established that one in the last one.
Okay. I just kissed you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Don't make people think I'm bad.
No.
I'm
no.
a lady.
It didn't. It wasn't like that. I would say that it... Okay, for a woman, you're thinking, how long is he going to wait, you know, until he
calls
me?
Yeah, we know what women think. Okay, what do men think?
A man is thinking, how long should I wait? And, like, what is the right happy medium to where I know she's going to answer, but she's not going to think, like, oh, my God, you stage five clinger.
Okay, but I texted you or called you immediately, almost. So did you think I was a stage five clinger?
Women have, or men have that need to feel desired. I don't think it's so much, you know, for.
So if we had had a bad date though, and I had texted you immediately, what would you have done?
Ignored you.
Oh my gosh, that's cold hearted.
I'd have been like, oh,
would you have given me like any kind of indication that it was a bad date, or would you have just let me think it was okay?
In my mind, I would have been thinking, how the hell did you not think that was a bad date? You know, like get the. I'm like, really? I didn't even try to kiss you.
Oh,
I didn't
gosh.
Even be like, would you like to invite me up for tea? I'd have been like, gotta go.
You're cold-hearted.
Not really.
That's mean.
Now, if I was cold-hearted, I'd have been like, well, it's been real. It's been fun, but it ain't been real fun. I gotta go.
Oh, my gosh. You probably have said that.
No, not on a date, no.
Okay, when do you all know if there will be a second date?
Whenever you respond and say, yeah.
Aw.
That's typically how it goes. As men, we are at your mercy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, the woman, she kind of gets the whole, unless it's just completely awful and you're the wrong Missy.
Yeah.
Then, and that's usually, you know, unless you find out and be like, this is why I don't pick up people at family reunions. I found out we were related.
Oh my God.
Other than
Justin.
That, no. No, typically it's kind of like, no, you get to make the calls.
Okay. Well, moving on, I also followed suit and I did what you did. I went to Google.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What do men look for in a woman? You all only had seven. You had a top seven list.
So we have a top seven list.
Mm-hmm.
Women. Three topics.
Yeah. Women.
One listed four times.
Well, kind of, yeah. I think that some of them are kind of the same, but you can let me know what you think.
Okay.
Number one, confidence.
I love confidence. Well, all right, so how far do you want me to go into these, or are you just planning a little on touching on it later?
Okay. I don't know.
Confidence, yes, yes. And that applies to inside and outside of the bedroom.
Okay. Yeah.
Like if a woman is, if she's a professional and she has a really...
If she's a professional.
I don't mean it like that.
You said inside or okay. outside the bedroom, so how was I supposed to take that?
Yeah, I can see how you would take that.
Okay.
I mean, if she's a professional in the bed and a professional during the day...
Uh-huh.
Now, if she has a professional job, if she's a, you know, high up in her company or an attorney or... But something, you know, like she has a professional job title, job setting. If she's confident in that, I'm the best there ever was. I am the best, you know, nurse, you know, on my entire floor. Or I'm the best salesperson in my entire organization. Something like that. Yeah, it's a turn on. But on the flip side of that, you know.
Yeah, but there's also a fine line between like confident and arrogant.
Yeah, no, you don't want arrogance.
Yeah.
No,
I don't know.
No,
I feel like arrogant is a man term. What would a woman be?
Women can be arrogant.
Can they?
Yes.
Okay.
Full of themselves.
I would say that.
Or, you know, as men refer to them, bitch.
Yeah. Okay. Number two, knows what she wants. Is that not the same thing as confident?
I would say so, but at the same time, you may not necessarily be confident. You may just know what it is you want, and you're looking for him to take the lead.
Oh, yeah. I do like it when you lead.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very manly thing. Okay. Clearly communicates.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't say, you know, well, it's up to you, honey, wherever we eat dinner tonight.
Well, sometimes it is up to you wherever we eat dinner tonight. And sometimes it's a test.
Until you pick the wrong thing.
And then it was a test. And you failed. Number four, respects and admires you.
Yeah. Respect, yeah. Both people should be respected.
Right. But this is like...
But like, I'm not expecting a woman to walk around and just be like, I just...
Yes, my king.
Love you so much. Like to the point, you know, where it's kind of like, really, you know, are you in the seventh grade? I could do without the puppy love here.
I just went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, like why? I'm sitting here and your fingers are under the door. I mean, you know, like that's what the kids do.
You, damn it. Okay, desires you but does not need you.
I think that men want to be needed just like I feel like women.
I wasn't sure if that meant like needed, like how I need you, or if that was like use.
Oh, well, no, obviously I'm talking about, you know, how you say you need, you know, you need me.
I know. I just didn't know how they
nobody
meant
wants
it,
to
really.
Feel used. Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to feel used.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, I didn't know really how they meant that. Because I need you.
Yeah, and I need you, but I would never want to feel used, and I would never want you to feel that way. So I can't imagine that's how they meant it. But then again, if you read that in Cosmo, you know.
I didn't. It was Google.
It was probably a bi-gender sexual half ratio that wrote it.
Is drama and manipulation free?
Well, if you've got drama and manipulation, chances are that date's not going very far. Let me tell you. Oh, by the way, my name is Jennifer. And are you trying to get my pants tonight? Oh, you're not? Thank God. So I have plenty of time to talk about Rachel. My friend Rachel and her husband, blah, 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 blah. It's like,
but wait now.
Up.
I tell you some of that stuff.
Yeah, you exactly. You tell me some of that stuff.
That's what you just said, was she was telling you some of that.
I have been in conversations before you that started with, so what are you doing? Oh, it's watching football. Okay. Well, let me tell you about Jennifer. Jennifer, the other night, I was talking to her, and Jennifer's sitting over there, and, you know, she's like, my husband sits here and watches football all the time, and I was just trying to talk to him about my new knitting class that I took up. And the more and more I talked about it, the more and more I realized that he was just so involved with J.J. Watt and Tom Brady, and all he was thinking about was what they were saying on the TV, and you know what? Good God, you do the same thing, and I hate you for it, and I feel the way Jennifer does, and I want a divorce, too. It's like, really?
And they what turn, like, their friend's problem into their problem.
Exactly, and I'm just like, nope,
Women are bad about that, I will actually say. I'll say that. Women are
and you're
bad
just
about that.
Sitting there, and you're like, this is the first game I've watched in 3 weeks. I mean, like, really?
I was about to say, damn, Jennifer, you know who J.J. Watt and all them are. Good for you, girl.
Yeah, no.
That was the first thing that caught me. But then...
I love that about you, though. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The other night when you mentioned something about... the other night when I was watching SportsCenter, I was like, let's go to bed. That is... I love that.
So that's on your list.
I love that. Oh, I love that about you. Like, I mentioned Bleacher Report, and you're like, yeah, did you see that one thing they posted a couple hours ago? I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
But you also, like, I still don't know enough that you can teach me some things, too, and that makes you feel all manly and everything.
Oh, yeah, I love that, too, because, I mean, yeah. I don't want you to be like, I'm going to drink you under the table, and I can eat more wings than you. Hold on a minute. Give me a ladder. And then I'd be like, okay, we're done.
I probably could eat more wings than you, but other than that, yeah, okay. All right, and number 7, of course, likes and wants sex.
Yes.
And that's where y'all's list ends, of course.
They had to put it at the end.
Yeah, just to kind of make us feel like that's not all you people want.
What do you mean, you people?
You know what I mean, you people. Okay.
That's placist.
So, do you have anything? Oh, my God, Justin. Do you have anything that you would like on your list that was not on that list? Ooh, made you think there, didn't I? Well, like you said, like the common interests.
Yeah, common interests is definitely one because I like spending time with you.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
I'm not going to say that I like spending time away from you.
Good choices.
I enjoy doing things. You know, when you marry someone, they're your best friend. Okay.
Hopefully. Yeah.
You've got to have common interests there. No, that doesn't mean that you have to both love golf and bowling and action movies and wrestling or whatever.
I think it's pronounced wrestling.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
I did the southern
thing.
I tried to nail it. Evidently, you know, mispronounced my A or E, actually. Like Diddy. But... Sorry, Diddy.
That's my Uncle Diddy.
I'm sorry, okay, Uncle sorry. Diddy. We can't watch John Cena tonight.
Okay. Moving on. You're killing me.
But no, you've got to have some different hobbies. You have to have some things that you can both, like me and you, you can stay on Pinterest forever.
Yes, I can.
I absolutely freaking hate if I go to Google.
I know, you keep deleting it off of all your things.
Because I don't use it.
I use it on your iPad, and you keep deleting it.
I keep deleting it because I hate it. Because why do you need Pinterest? It's a freaking, it's Google with a different icon.
I can give you a to-do list, okay? That's why I need it.
Another reason that I keep deleting it.
To-do list.
I hate it. I hate when I go to Google and I'm like, how do you, you know, build this? And
hey,
next thing I know,
all those chicken coop ideas were off of Pinterest.
I built that from, like, looking at it.
I know, because I found the pictures on Pinterest. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. You know where else I saw the same pictures? Google.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all in one place. anyway, okay, fine. How much do looks versus intelligence versus personality mean to a man? Because it seems like men don't care about the last two if she's hot.
Well, I will say this. The hotter you are, the more psycho you are.
Okay. How psycho am I?
Woo! Cuckoo! 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 Cuckoo!
See, because I would say it the opposite way. I'd be like, the crazier I am, must mean I'm pretty hot. So I'm like, yay, I'm really freaking crazy. So that
Which
works
means
out for me.
You're really hot.
Thanks, babe.
But no, it depends on what you want. If you're looking to get laid, the hotter
is
she is, the better she is. I know. I'm breaking it down.
Okay.
But if you were a man with, with goals, you want to feel challenged, which makes you better, never be the smartest guy in the room, and the person that you're going to marry, you're going to spend more time in a room with them than anyone else.
That's a really good point. Do you really want to be with like Heidi the bimbo for the rest of your life and not have anything to talk about?
No, but at the same time, I've never understood, these relationships where it's like, well, I was talking to my wife the other night and I brought up a good point. And I said,
oh my God,
F-150's better than Chevy. And she said, and I said, shut up and go make me a sandwich. And I ended that conversation and that argument right there, and I watched the rest of wrestling.
That was better.
There you go. See, I'm getting it. And I'm sitting there, thinking, hey, I can see why I am married to her now, for one. Talking about you.
Yeah, I'm the only person you're married to.
Exactly.
I'm aware.
Number two. What? Where is the fun in that? I mean, you're the guy. You're the same kind of guy that would, I bet when you turn on your Xbox and you want to play some Madden, you put it on the lowest, skill level and then take all the sliders down to zero so that you can beat them 150-0 to make you feel good about yourself.
I feel like you just spoke in a completely different language.
You basically made everything easy for yourself because you're not used to a challenge.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the heck are you talking about?
Yeah, that. You're not used to a challenge. And it's like, why would you want to put yourself in a relationship with someone that isn't going to challenge you on any level?
Okay, this is like my next question then. So having to do with the intelligence part of it, how much does it actually bother men? Because we're taught to laugh at your jokes and let you win, like in something as small as air hockey or in something as big as a debate about politics. Like, we're just made to think that we should be smaller than you. You see what I'm saying? So how much does it like bother you if we do challenge you and if we do win?
I think
does it hurt your ego some a little?
Well, you know me. I have always been a huge, huge, well, no. I have been completely against that whole saying that behind every good man is a better woman. And because of one word. What word is that? You know me.
Behind.
Yeah. It's beside every good man is an even better woman. I have daughters. We have daughters. Do you think that I want to sit here and look at you and be like, you were supposed to be standing behind me, supporting me, giving up your goals, your hopes, your dreams, any accomplishments that you've ever made? F that. Throw it out the window. You're here for me now for the rest of your life. And
but do a lot of men share that with you?
I don't. If they do, they don't have a daughter. Or if they do have a daughter and that's what they believe, I mean, she's going to grow up with some huge daddy issues because I can't see how a father could do that. Looking at your wife and being like, it's all about me from here on out. It's all about me. And I don't really care about anything you want. You're supposed to care about me. oh, hey, honey, all right, let me go tuck you in for the night. Now, remember, you could be anything you ever want to be until you meet a man like me.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you can't do that. No.
Yeah.
No. So.
Well, I mean, like we said in our last podcast, like couples that build together stay together.
Yes. So I love that you want more. And, you know, the only thing really that annoys me about it.
Sorry.
Is that. No. Is that I want more and I want more and I want more. We're working on some really big things and it takes up a lot of my time. And I get drawn into that every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, or we have our stuff together and then you have your stuff and then you go off and you're like, hey, I want to add this to it. Hey, you, I need help. Now, I need you to do this one thing that I don't know how to do and I need you to do it right now.
That is not how that happened, Justin Grant. That is not how that happened. What had happened was... is I told you at night, hey, I need for you to help me with this and set me up for the next day. And you were like, oh, I'll totally help you first thing in the morning. I'll help you first thing in the morning. Meanwhile, next day, 2 o'clock, okay, I was still not helped. So two sides to every story and your side is way wrong. But I love you.
But it goes back to what I said, you know, I've got this going on, you got that going on, and
we have a lot going on.
We have a lot going on, and so
we do just keep adding to it like a bunch of crazy people.
And you're sitting there, you're cussing the other person out in your mind, but at the same time, you're like, what would I really feel if she was just over there in the corner eating bonbons, watching Seinfeld, you know, like, oh, how's your day going?
What am I, my dad?
No. Okay. I'm saying, like, how, you know, how would you really want to be with that?
Yeah, no. I'd rather us be so ticked at each other because we have so much going on.
Yeah. I like that. I like that, you know, we can be like, you know, you can come to me and I can be like, well, no, that's not a good idea, but this could be. And you'd be like, oh, my idea is not that good. Okay, well, I see what you mean. And vice versa. Things like that.
Yeah, I loved the logo and I made some tweaks to it that I want. And then you were like, yeah, that's a great idea.
They have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. I'm just saying you made it sound like it's just me with the bad ideas.
No.
I changed your ideas too.
I said and vice versa.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to clarify a little bit more for everybody.
No, I did.
Okay. Me too. Anyway. Okay. Let's see, do men take us for granted once you're with us for a while?
Not intentionally, I would think.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, not intentionally. But I think that everybody takes, like, after you get comfortable and everything.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So what's the way to fix it?
Well, like earlier, we woke up, we slept in the day. We got up on a Sunday, 9 o'clock. First thing we did, we come downstairs. We get on the couch and
we snuggled.
We snuggled.
I love you.
And we hear, I love you. And I hear, let's watch that new Haunting of Bly Manor. We spent over half the day sitting there watching that together. And at some point, we're laying there, and you guys, you obviously, you don't know this, but something about us, our feet always touch, okay? Ever since the first night we spent together, our feet always find a way of touching.
I have to be touching you.
And I love that.
Me too.
We were doing that today, you know, today.
Yeah.
And we didn't cook. We ordered lunch and dinner from Uber. By the way, that spaghetti was awesome.
Oh my god, my manicotti was so good.
It was so amazing.
It was.
Oh my god. But
date night in, y'all.
But at some point I found myself looking at you and it's like someone hit the reset button. I'm looking at you like it was the first time I've ever looked at you. And it wasn't, obviously. But I felt it.
Why? All we were doing was watching a show together.
Because nothing mattered. We put everything off to spend time together.
Yeah, it was really nice.
So that's a way of getting back to it. That is a way to, you know, I think that is one of the most common problems when it comes to things that get in the way.
Well, that
is that
goes...
life gets in the way, and just stop life for a minute and watch Bly Manor. I mean, honestly, watch The Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, it was so
That'll
scary.
Make you sleep close.
Oh my gosh, for real, like, Justin had to walk me into the bathroom after, like, episode four.
I had to walk her to the bathroom because
I was like, will you
she
please go
scared.
To the bathroom with me?
I was her knight in shining armor. No, I'm totally screwing with you guys. Like, I turned on a couple of extra lights after we watched that one.
I was so
that
scared.
That one was freaky. That was. One was for real. Oh my God.
Okay, anyway, listen. Okay, so that kind of goes with my next thing.
Sorry, I'm looking over my shoulder for bent neck lady.
Oh my God, don't talk about it. I'm the one with my back to the thing over here.
I've got three windows around me.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Stop talking about it. Okay. So what are some little things that women can do? Like how men give us flowers on a Wednesday just because it's Wednesday, you know? Mm-hmm. And like that just melts our heart.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some little things that women can do? And like what are some examples of things I've done for you?
Valentine's Day. Let's see. Was it? No, it wasn't this last one. I don't think.
No, because that one you planned. And we went, like, we got married.
Oh, well, obviously. So,
you were looking at me like, what was that one?
No, the one before that, which is totally what I meant. I woke up to the Queen record and the chocolate.
Because we had just watched Bohemian Rhapsody.
We
it
had just watched
come out.
It, and you know I like Queen.
Me too.
And you went and you found like all of my favorite everything and made it into like this little basket type thing. And it was so cool. Like I had that was the year that, you know, we had we hosted the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the thermos, you know, with my favorite team playing in it. And, you know, it was so thoughtful. And things like that. But it's not always a gift.
Yeah, they were little things, though. Like, it was just, like, your favorite candies. Just a little mix of them. And a thermos that said Atlanta and had the Super Bowl thing on it. I mean, it wasn't, like, a huge deal.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not always what you buy. It's, you know, it's more of the thought that counts. Like, one of my most, like, cherished, you know, memories of, you know, me and you is going out front and I was holding this is gonna sound wrong when I say it, but I was holding the hit stick.
Oh my God.
And you were swinging a bat and you were learning how to hit a baseball off of that. And I mean, I already owned the bat, I already owned the hit stick, it was free, but it was like sharing a common.
And it was middle of the freaking night.
It was middle of the night, but yeah. You know, there was no monetary investment in it. It was just time. You're the person that taught me how to look up at the sky and know where is Jupiter, where is Mars.
Yeah.
You know, you taught me that. So it's free things that...
And so it's also just being thoughtful and, like, I know that you like space stuff, so... You're an Elon Musk fan.
I love Elon Musk.
I know.
But...
So, I mean, just kind of like find their interests then and do little things that have to do with it, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, in a way.
Okay, well, like, what about the planning the dates? Like, are y'all okay with us planning dates?
I know I am. I can't speak for everyone else.
I know, I'm just saying.
Assume
in general,
so, because, I mean, you're taking all of the pressure off of them. But. I mean, because a lot of times men are lazy, I'll be the first to admit, but...
Well, I mean, I've planned a date from start to finish.
You've done, like...
How did you feel about it, though?
I can't compete with this.
That's how you felt? Was that I planned a way better date than you?
Totally.
It was a pretty great date.
It was amazing. It was the best date I've ever been on in my entire life.
And it wasn't expensive either.
No, it really wasn't. It could have ended by lunch and I would have been completely happy. But it just kept going. And it got better and better and better.
Yeah. So that date, it was just, we went to the soda shop and they had like cute little vinyl records everywhere. And
yep. You used the, you took the straw, the paper from it. Yeah. And got the end of it wet and you tried to blow the half of the paper up into the ceiling tile and get it to stick. That was cool.
Yeah, that was cute. And then we went, where did we go after that? Oh, the caverns.
Yeah.
We did like a cavern tour. And then we went to the, oh, that was the same day, is it not, that we went to the airport place? The luggage place?
We did, yes. Yeah, we did.
That place is freaking awesome, guys. And it's in the middle of bum effed nowhere.
It's in
Alabama. Nobody knows.
I forgot the name of that.
I don't know.
Unclaimed baggage.
Unclaimed baggage. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and we did that. And then.
By the way, you unclaimed baggage, if that is your name, you owe us a royalty.
Yep.
Just want to throw it out there.
Bam. Cry. Okay. And then we went and we ate at this place on the lake.
Which
that
was
I had
amazing.
Found. The, like, oh my Guy God. Ferrari. I don't know his name.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, Guy Fieri. He was like, he had like given it a shout out and it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, just like put some thought into it, I guess. And just try to make it special. Because, no, you're not into cave exploration, but you still thought it was cute.
It was cool, though. It was cool. And it was the thought.
I know. I'm trying to give some other women some tips here on, you know, how to make him feel special. You know,
if you are making him feel special, he's looking at you like you are the greatest thing ever. Anyways, I look at you and I'm like, this beautiful woman, if she were to cut her eyes over at me and give me the time of day by looking at me, I'm lucky.
Aww.
And now she's going to plan a date with me. She didn't plan a date. And I was the first guy that happened to walk by and she was like, hey, you'll do. Come here. It's like, wow, you know.
Aw. So y'all do like the little things then,
we
too.
Really do.
Okay.
We do.
I just didn't know because, I mean, they don't make movies about that, you know.
Well, that's not what sells.
Okay. Let's see. Ooh, I have another good one, Justin.
Uh-oh.
Does it bother men to date an ambitious woman?
We've
I mean, I know that you kind of covered it, but I mean, like I said, we're taught to be like smaller than you all. So, I mean, does it bother you if, you know, your woman makes more money than you? Does it bother you if we have a better job than you? Does
No.
it bother you if, you know?
No. No.
Are you
Never.
Sure? Because I feel like men have like, we think men have this giant ego and you can't.
We do.
You can't. Hurt it.
So if your ego is healthy,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to want to become better.
Okay.
That's kind of like surrounding yourself with, you know, people that are more successful than you.
Yeah.
Well, why not surround yourself with a woman who is? That's who you're going to spend the majority of your time with.
Okay. How much does it affect the relationship for us not to vibe with your friends?
I guess it really all depends on the reason why.
Okay. Any
you know, I mean, if they're cheating on their wife all the time, then I can see where you'd be like, I really don't want you hanging out with him. But if it's like, he had 3 beers the other night when we were out. Well, okay. Huh.
Okay.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, I just, like me, like, I don't have a lot of single friends. I don't spend time with single women because I'm a married woman. So all my friends are really married too.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it just depends on what stage y'all are in life. And
yeah, that one's really, that depends on, like you said, the stage.
Okay.
You know, where you're at.
All right. Do men prefer a lady or a woman that can be one of the guys? Speaking of
okay.
friends.
explain what you mean by one of the guys, because if you're burping and, for lack of a better term, farting the alphabet or something.
Can you do that?
I don't know if you can or not, but
no, I'm just saying. Like, all these shows that our girls watch and stuff, like these movies that have come out with these like teenagers and stuff in them, like the girl is one of the guys. Like she's like eating the same amount as them and burping, like you said, and like hanging out and sitting like a dude and all this, and can like.
Can I go off on a tangent here?
Yeah. Because I really do think that that's the big topic, because our girls, like, I've been trying to teach them to be ladies, but I don't really understand this new culture, I guess.
This new Me Too crap?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. This whole thing that's going on right now, and this is coming from someone with girls, okay? This may piss some people off.
Oh, God.
But I guarantee they don't have girls. This whole thing where it's like, hey, I know since the 40s, and I'm talking about the 1800s, men have had a certain standard. They have been raised to meet this minimum standard. That is, care for your woman, care for your family, be there, you know, club the, you know, the beast and drag it home and chop it up and cook it for dinner.
Yeah, making the bacon.
Yeah. You know, take care of your family.
Yeah.
Be the man. Lead the family. Lead the house. Do everything that's expected of you. And we've seen the ads and the, you know, the stories and everything that was in the 40s and the 50s about the typical American housewife.
Mm-hmm.
Where she is basically told to bow down and cower to the man. Now, I don't agree.
Have his slippers and his pipe ready for him when he walks through the door.
Yeah, those. Yeah, so you read those to me, and
you didn't agree with even half of them.
Yeah, half of them. I mean, it's like, have dinner on the table by the time he gets home. I don't want dinner on the table. Like, I want to be able to just sit down
if
for a minute.
If
no,
you ate at 4 o'clock, you'd be so mad.
Yeah, I'd be mad by 8 because I'm like, I'm starving. Where's dinner? Thanks for the snack. But, you know, take his shoes off of him while he relaxes with a pipe. I don't want you taking my shoes off of me. Like, if I've been
really
working all day, I don't want you taking my shoes off of me. It's like, uh-uh. I'm that guy. I used to stop on the way to, you know, meet you after work every day and stop at a rest stop and brush my teeth.
You really did. That was so cute.
I'm the same guy that even to this day, if I've been working all day, I will disappear upstairs to wash my feet after taking my shoes off, because I'm like, I don't want.
We're both like that, though. Like, we don't talk about those kind of things, and we don't. I mean, you don't even know if I can burp or not, because I've never done that in front of you. I will never do that if I was capable of doing it in front of you, ever.
Yeah.
We don't do a bunch of gross stuff, but I have a couple friends that they like, she can do exactly what he does. Ugh. And they're like,
that's so
gross together.
That's really nasty.
And I just think that's like what it's like.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
But, you know, we went through those, and we went through the take his shoes off, have a pipe ready for him, greet him at the door. I like being greeted at the door because I want to feel, you know, like, hey, I missed you all day and I'm glad you're here. But
well, you
don't
work
take
from
my
home
shoes
now,
off.
So.
Yeah, work. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, yeah, of course I want to feel missed, but I don't want you taking my shoes off of me. I don't need you to fix me a pipe. I won't smoke a pipe. Now, if you have a cigar laid out for me, I'm going to be like, oh, this is the cigar she
that would be more
smell.
For me.
You know, but
I'm going to smell it.
That's really it. You know, so
it's just like our girls, like I've had to get onto them so much just for like bathroom humor and stuff.
Yeah,
and like thinking
so that
burping is funny. I'm like, this is not ladylike.
So
I
that
just,
leads me to my next point,
yeah.
or the point that I was making, which is this whole like thing about, you know, where men have a standard that's been ingrained to them for 150, 170 years. Women had that standard that was kind of ingrained in, you know, into them in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And then now it's more like, girl, let me tell you something. And man, he better be doing everything. All that stuff they taught him how to do in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, he better learn to do that and more.
Like work all day and then keep the house clean too? Like, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Dramatic pause.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I ruined that for you.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Because you're allowed to speak over me now. No. But then they throw in that other half of it, which is, but you don't need to do anything.
He's just lucky to have you, girl.
Yeah. That's
it. Yeah.
Yeah. He better just be lucky to have you. Oh, you're uneducated? It don't matter. Oh, you don't know how to raise kids? It don't matter. Oh, you don't want to even be a wife, but you are one anyways? It don't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm, you know.
I know. It's kind of like that Meghan Trainor song, though, that All About That Bass Girl, you know, that Dear Future Husband song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she's saying, she's like, don't expect me to be in the kitchen cooking.
Okay, well, don't be.
I'm just saying, like, at some point.
But I'm expected to be in there? Am I expected to cook dinner?
I don't know. How are y'all going to eat?
How am I going to eat? Do you have a job?
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
I
you
do.
Have a job?
I have a job.
No. I mean, like, the typical.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what you're asking.
No, I'm saying the typical household that would believe that. Does she have a job? I'm not going to cook. Okay. Fair. Is he going to cook? He has a job? Yes. Is he going to cook? Who knows? Okay. Are you going to pay for Uber Eats?
I don't know. I just feel like we really share our responsibilities well.
I think that a lot of the problems that we're seeing right now it's this movement that women just feel like, and I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of women are having this, and it comes from I don't know where, because I've never actually met a woman like this. You just hear about it. And it comes from the, basically, he should just be lucky to be with you. You don't have to do anything. Expect more and more and more.
I know a lot of
him.
Women like that. Actually, I'm part of a lot of like stay at home mom groups and stuff.
Wait. Back up.
Okay, sorry.
You hear these things in a stay at home mom group?
Yeah, a lot of them. Like, they'll be like, this is my house right now. And yeah, I know he's been at work all day, but I don't feel the need to clean it, basically, is what she's saying.
Oh, wait.
And, like, they'll
take
a picture of their house, and it's, like, nasty.
Wait a minute. So she stays at home all day.
Yeah. Because I don't agree with it, because, I mean, we have a crap ton of kids.
Oh, just, she stays at home all day.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that he goes to work.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
And she's
like,
waiting
he's mad at me
for
when I get home. When he gets home, he's mad at me because dinner's not ready and the house is a mess. Well, sorry.
What did she do all day?
I really don't know the answer to that because I'm not them. But, I mean, I see
it a lot. I know
what
she could be doing by the next day. Her ass would be packing her shit. Seriously.
I think we're going to lose some people.
I don't care. Because if that pisses you off, that you're not who needs to be. No, you are who needs to be listening to this podcast, but you're just going to go and follow some Twitter account with a Me Too hashtag. No. And I say that because when you are busting your ass, I'm downstairs busting mine.
Yeah.
I will do the dishes. I will do the laundry.
And like if I have work to do at night, you do dinner and vice versa.
Well, you do your
training. Like
you do your training shows and everything,
mm-hmm.
or your training videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And who sets you up for that?
You do.
And this is not like, to, you know, oh, I'm so
toot
great.
Toot your own horn.
You know, yeah, toot beep, my beep. Own horn. I am so, you know, perfect.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're more of
but
a team.
You do stuff for me. Yeah, when one person is, you know, needing someone to pick something up for them, some slack in the relationship, the other person picks that up.
Well, I mean, like, I've stayed up with you until like 3 a.m. working on a safety meeting, you know, for your safety meeting. But then you set me up for my calls, like you get the lighting and you get the camera ready and all that, and you're making dinner and
exactly finishing it's 50-50. Up homework, and it's not a and the week
but
before
I don't just
last.
Expect you to do everything.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what I feel like the mentality is now, though. So I don't know, but no, my whole question basically was: do guys want one of the guys? Like, do you want us
I'm
to be
sorry,
able to?
I'm
like,
sorry, that was a complete like that's.
Yeah, I feel like this could be like
really,
a whole other subject,
and it should
probably.
Be, but I just. I'm sorry.
I agree, though. I mean, I really see it. You'd be surprised. You should just scroll through some of my stay-at-home mom groups once in a while.
That's the part that caught my attention, was the stay-at-home mom. I understand moms have it hard. Okay? They really do.
I know, because you know now, because you're a work-at-home dad.
Yeah, I work at home
most of the time.
You know, yeah, I know. And
you
I know
see,
more than anybody.
Brindley,
you know,
will tear everything out.
Oh, my God.
Everything.
Like, I literally just spent, let's see, 6, 8, 9 hours straight cleaning the entire house.
While he let me go get some R&R.
While you went and you relaxed, you hung out with your mom. And I was dead by the end of that night. Well, do I deserve an award? No. But at the same time, I mean, it's like,
yeah, but I didn't come home and be like, whatever, you're still a piece of crap. Yeah. You know, like, good for you.
Oh, you cleaned? Well, you should have.
Yeah, I don't expect it. It was just nice. I don't know. I feel like that's kind of what it is, though, now, is it's expected.
Maybe. No one should expect anything from anyone.
Yeah.
You should just...
But that goes for men, too. Men shouldn't be like...
I agree.
Yeah.
A man should not come home. If a man comes home, why is dinner not on the table? Well, I don't know. Did you not bring it home with you? I mean, you know, what did she go through that day?
Yeah.
What were the kids... I know what... homework trouble you had the week before last with
oh
the kids.
God.
I mean, they just decided, you know, our kids, they just decided out of the blue, I don't know how to do homework anymore. I don't know how to do 4 times 4. Oh, God, I don't know.
They really did just forget how to do homework, y'all. I'm not even
You know,
playing.
And I saw this woman struggle with it, and then I took over, which led to me getting frustrated, and that... Moms have it hard. Moms don't get enough credit. But at the same time, do something to earn it. Same thing with men. Now, I know I know a couple of guys that...
Like, you're not allowed to just come home from work and sit down in your recliner and have a beer and not pay attention to the family all night long and then go to bed.
No, not at all.
Not okay. Not okay for a woman to sit on her tail all day. And then be like, sorry, hate it that everything's not done. Don't know what you want me to do. Why are you looking at me? I just don't get it. Like, I don't get
I
it on
so
either side.
Much more I can say.
Oh, we can just
that.
Save it, honey.
Mm.
Just save it.
For both parties, though, by
I
the
know.
Way. For both sexes.
Yeah.
Like, because I have... Before I get called a sexist pig...
Well, I'm sitting here agreeing with you, so what would that make me?
I guess a sexist pig.
I guess.
Because, you know. I also don't agree with men that come home and they're like, well, hold on a damn minute. I just
Why are
work
all your
day.
Men country?
Because I go based off of the stories that you have told me from past experience.
Okay.
I'm giving her the thumbs up, a winky face here. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're crying, well... You know what they say about throwing a rock into a pack of dogs. The
oh,
one that
Lord.
Yelps the loudest is the one that it hit. And you come home and you're like, well, I went to work all day. Damn it, I put on my damn work boots. Now, we all know, rednecks, they got 2 pairs of work boots. They got the good pair of work boots. That's the ones I wear to the Applebee's. And then they got the work boots. Those are the ones with more mud on them. Those are the ones they wear to work.
Do you have a point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then you come home at the end of the day, a long, hard day of doing something with mud. Like, I mean, I think these people get paid minimum wage to go and play in mud all day. I mean, I don't know, though. That's like probably a redneck wet dream. And they come home and they decide, well, I'm here. I worked all day. And now I don't have to do anything. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to kick my feet up on the couch. And I'm going to turn on Ice Road Truckers.
And sit on my phone.
And I'm going to sit on my phone and I'm going to watch TV and I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to help you out. And if the kids, if the kids raise their voice higher than this right here, the next thing you're going to hear is, and as Jenny shifted from the 12th gear to the 13th gear trying to get up into the glacier ice field, they're, damn it, what are you doing? Shut up. I'm trying to watch my show here. I've been at work all day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, really?
You're making me hashtag triggered right now.
Shut up. Be a man. Be a dad. Be a husband. Shut up. Get off your ass. Do something because you expect it from her.
Okay.
Shut up. My God.
All right. Next question.
I already know what the next episode is going to be about, ladies and gentlemen.
I've, like, gotten you all riled up now. Okay, woo! But do you want me to raise our little girls to be ladies?
I do.
Okay, just checking. So, like, burp jokes and stuff are not funny.
Yeah, burp jokes from anybody's not funny, though.
Okay. I'm
like,
just
unless checking. You're with your guy friends in a private setting. I don't know what women do. I don't want to know. But
we don't do that.
No, it would change my opinion about you because I look at you as like a little, like a fairy tale princess. You know, I look at you and I'm like, oh, she could be Cinderella and Snow White and every possible, you know,
that's precious
thing, you know, possible princess, queen known to man. But if you were to be like, yeah, me and the ladies were out the other night, Jenny went, and I was like, hey,
oh my gosh,
be that and Jenny,
oh my gosh, no,
and then, you know, the woman from that, Christmas, the Christmas movie.
And the farty cheese board lady.
Yep. Yeah. And she comes in. When I get nervous, I pass gas. That's the person you want hosting all of your Tupperware parties.
For sure.
Right. And okay. Then the other woman. Hey, Carol. She rolls up and she's like, I'm your DD, Carol.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. Goodness gracious. Let's get back to my questions. How about that?
Let's do it.
Okay. God. Party cheese lady. Speaking of that, how true is it that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach?
How much cheese we talking about?
Oh my gosh. I'm just saying, I mean, like, I actually had to, like, I mean, I was pretty good at cooking, but I have learned a lot since being married to you.
It's the thought. It's not necessarily the dinner itself.
Really? Because my dinners are the bomb.
They are, but it's the thought.
Excuse me very much.
It's the thought and the effort that you put into them. The new creations are what, even if it were to suck, I'm already sitting down at the table going, she has Pinterest as much as I hate it. She has Pinterest this all day. She has planned. She has prepared. She
and
has
I like stare at you.
And cut it up, and she has just planned this entire thing, even if it sucks. I'm going to eat, and I'm going to smile, and I'm going to grin, and I'm going to bear it, and I'm going to swallow it. And it's going to be good.
Is my stuff bad?
No, it's not. I'm saying that's what your mentality going into it is, because you're never going to be like, hey, honey, this sucked.
Well, some people are.
Well, that's pretty bad.
But I mean, like, I just like stare at you and I'm like,
yeah,
do you like it? Do you like it?
I think
was that
a
good bite? Did you like it?
I really don't think it's necessarily like, oh, the better. I mean, God, yeah, if you're a god awful cook and you're burning water when you go to boil it.
I've almost done stuff like that before. I just burnt my hand last night.
You've burnt more than your hand.
Oh, yeah.
This
All
woman
the stuff.
Preheated an oven one time and forgot that she had stored the margarita salt and the bottle of tequila in a plastic bottle, mind you. I don't even know where she got that. I didn't even know they sold tequila in a plastic bottle. And she went to preheat.
I had company, and I didn't want them. They were Baptist. I didn't want them to say all my liquor stuff out.
Yeah, so she stored the salt in the one bottle of plastic tequila in the oven and forgot it was in the oven.
Oh, my God. That was such a mess.
And when she turned that mother on to 450, it didn't take but about 10 minutes. And you hear.
Okay, Justin, you're the guy that just sat the Tupperware.
I did do that.
Last night.
But that sound that I was making, the what is that?
Melting plastic.
No, that's salt.
Oh yeah.
Running out of its container.
Shut up.
Into
Justin.
The bottom of the oven. And you're like, what the hell is that? It smells like lime and I don't know, sodium.
You're such a butt.
And you see the smoke rising because then you smell the burning plastic and you're like, margaritas, anybody?
Shut up. Oh my gosh. Anyway, last question for you and then we'll wrap it up. What should a woman maintain no matter how long you've been together? Like physically...
That is a...
Like, all of it. Like...
That is...
Relationship-wise, everything.
Everything.
We should just maintain everything?
Everything. Just the way that a man should.
I'm not even the same person I was.
Yeah, but you maintain a standard.
Oh, okay.
You're the same woman that... I would come home from work when I wasn't working from home, and you'd be dressed up in a dress and full makeup, hair curled. And I would be like, did I miss something here? Am I supposed to get ready? Like, are we going somewhere? Did I not write something down? And it was like, no. I just haven't put on makeup in 2 days, and... I don't want you to think I'm just a slob, you know?
Yeah, so, I still do that. After all these years, I'm still like...
Effort.
I have looked like a hobo for enough days in a row.
So I guess the answer to your question is, what effort should a woman put in? Effort.
Okay.
If you've just had a baby, tell me you love me when I walk into a room. Don't just ignore me. That's all I require. Just say, I love you. And I'm going to be like, oh, I love you too. Now, what is it you need? And I'm going to be the one changing the diaper, making the bottle, changing the baby clothes, changing the sheets on the bed, moving the crib from here
You're
to there.
You're just trying to get
you...
brownie points right now because
really
Peg
not,
and Mama's
because
sitting across from you.
Did I not do it with our last?
You did.
Okay, so, you know,
You're
effort.
You're a good daddy.
You're a great mommy.
Thank you.
But... Effort. That's all, at least from a man's perspective, that's what a man wants. Effort. Anything, no matter what it is, he wants some level of effort.
And I really feel like that's what women want too. So I guess that pretty much just sums it up for both episodes.
Don't stop trying. Don't take the other person for granted. And that's really as simple as it is.
Don't stop just turning off your phones for a little while and taking 30 minutes together or 10 hours watching Bly Manor together.
And you married this person, okay? We will eventually get into the more, I would say, risque topics. But when it comes to the bedroom... You married this person, okay? They've seen every inch of you. They know your deepest, darkest secrets. If you're in the bed, don't be afraid of saying what it is you want. And if you're not in the bed, don't be afraid to just say, I love you. Don't be afraid to do that one thing that's probably the most fearful of all. I'm sorry.
Ugh. I hate that one.
I know.
You hate that one too.
I do.
I know.
Don't be afraid of things like that. You're why did you marry the person? You know,
always try to be a better version of you.
But think, you know, it very, I'll sum it up with this.
Okay.
Here it is. This is what everyone should remember, including us, because this is a learning experience for us also. Like I said, it's not all glitz and glamour. We have our knockdown dragouts. We will share some of those with you guys.
For sure.
But I would say if you want to solve any and every marital issue, relationship problem, really simple. Here's the solution. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Aw, look how corny you are.
It's simplicity.
Yeah.
Go back to it fundamentals.
It really was so romantic today just to like watch a freaking Netflix show with you.
Keep it simple. It doesn't always have to be just this overabundance of showering of gifts and going all out, because sometimes it is the most simple things that just, and you know, maybe that's what we've learned here tonight. It's the simplest of things that just do it for the other person. All right, guys, thank you for tuning into the show. We got a couple of big surprises for you coming up toward the end of the week. Promos, deals, discounts, giveaways, everything, all of it.
Also, we should know if we're having a baby or not soon.
We're going to be having a baby.
Holy crap.
If you don't know this, what the hell are you doing with your life? Go back and listen to the last episode.
Or follow us on Facebook.
All right, guys, check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/thespeakingtreatment. You can also follow us on Instagram at Instagram.com/thespeakingtreatment. Do you see a pattern here? Go to social media and just search for The Speaking Treatment. All right, guys, we hope that you learned something tonight. It seems like what I've learned is keep it simple, stupid. Next time that person that you love, that you have shared your life with, is snoring too loud, don't think of ways to bury his body in the woods. And how would you get away with murder? Are you going to chop him up into little bits? No, don't do that. Just keep it simple and just be like, I love you. And for you guys, keep your gas to yourself and make her feel like a lady and make her feel loved and wanted and cherished and desired. This is for the G's, and this is for the hustler. This is for the hustlers, not back to the G's.